Okay, Parshas Vayetze. Let's start with a Eish Tamid Vayetze Yaakov and Be'er Sheva Vayelech Harana. Rashi tells us, Lo Yitzarach Lichtov Ela Vayelech Yachno Harana B'lam Hitzke Yitziyatzel Ela Magash Yitziyat Tzadik Min Hamakam Osa Roshem. So the Klei Yoker comments, V'yeshus Bonein V'chi Avram V'yitzchuk L'hochem Yimakam L'makam. So we're saying that Avram and Yitzchak didn't go from place to place with Lamelo Nichtav Etzlam Loshon Yitziyah. V'teiris HaKli Yokar Shekan Bo L'chadesh Shulchan Nokat Kan Vayetze Ki Avram V'Yitzchak Lo Henicho B'makom Shehochu Misham Tzadik Kemosam. When it came to Avram and Yitzchak, they didn't, when they left the Makom, there was no other Tzadik there. Pshita shetziyasam osa rosham. Obviously, their leaving creates a rosham. Avokan hara Yitzchak v'Rivka nisharosham. Here, Rivka and Yitzchak stayed there. Were there. Salkadata chamina she'in yitziyasa osa rosham. So I would have thought that their leaving would not create any kind of a rosham. You wouldn't be able to notice that since there are still tzaddikim placed in this makom, kamash malon. Kan shegam kan yitziyaso sheYaakov osta roshem. Even now, with Yaakov's leaving, it created a roshem. It created a vacancy. Created a void. Afilu shenisharu tzadikim b'makom sheyotzem isham. Kimishen adom is a chuso she tzadik echad l'shnayim l'shlosha tzadikim. Since the leaving, the absence of one tzadik, it's not domed, it's not similar to the schus of one tzaddik to two there or three there. There was a different idea. Lekach yesh roshem mitziyaso shetzadik shehoser acharav shnei tzaddikim. Mavur bezeh, what the Kli Yoker was saying, mavur bezeh, the Eish Tamid explains. She yitziyaso she Yaakov asta roshem, kivin shad ata hoye b'makom gimel tzaddikim Yitzchak Rivka v'Yaakov. Ula achar yitziyos neshar beis tzadikim nesmatz chus hamakom v'lekach yitziyuzu gam osa roshem. The from three to two, emnon, yeshloma ba'ofon shon. But really what he means to say, he explains, is a different idea. Shasiba she yitziyos o she Yaakov osta roshem. Afibu she neshar b'makom yitzov v'rivka. Einenu machma she'ein adome gimel tzadikim lebeit tzadikim. It was not a question of numbers. There were three, and now there were two. El hatam, the rationale. Mekivan shelechol tzadik yesh signum v'derech avodos v'shalo. Each tzadik brings with him his own flavor of avodas Hashem. Ve'ein adome avodas Hashem shel kol tzadik v'tzadik lechol echon. Each one has their own individual, their unique take, their unique ability to be mechadesh Torah. Ukemo shematzino, as we have found, shemidasho she Yitzchak he gevura, umidasho she Yaakov he emes. Bekiven shkol echad yeshlo is derech avoda hapratis. Each one had their individual avoda, v'ham yuchedah shalom, that is similar to them, nimtza mekein she yitziyaso she Yaakov min hamakom osa roshem. And you see that the leaving of Yaakov from this place created a unique void. Kiva shapana hoda v'ziva v'hadra v'shal ir. Machmas chisaron havoda miyuchedah v'shal shalom. Umashin nisharu Yitzchak, and that which Yitzchak and Rivka were left, ain't a mo'il lahashem achisaron shel Yaakov. It is not replacing the absence of Yaakov. Bezeh yeshavara, and for this I can understand the Gemara. What does it mean in Gemara Megillah shemevatlin Talmud Torah lahotzas ameis? The Kravitani at Shishim Ribo, even if there are 600,000. Kivan, why? Shechid Nisna Hashatorah Metzinim, when we received the Torah, we had there, we had 600,000? So too. Kishemes V'tamuda Batal, What does that mean? We received it in 600,000 and the Torah leaves at 600,000. But these ideas require an explanation. There was no Torah before. Obviously then, to receive it, we need hundreds of thousands of people. But when it's removed, there's only one individual who died. The Torah is still found by many other chachamim. And indeed, we do have this concept, the Badim, were never removed from the Aron HaKodesh. And why was that? Because the Torah is never only with one individual, it's with many individuals, with Kol HaTorah Kula, with all of Klal Yisrael. No one can possess the Kesel Shel Torah singularly. Nevertheless, every individual's mechadesh Torah. Every individual brings his own unique ability. In his avodas Hashem, kiven delo bechad gavnehu, ein adom aklal netilas meadam echad, v'nesina l'chola olam. V'nir olavar, and he continues, and he says, shel yolam kashem she'ein pertzufeyem shavim kach ein du sehem shavos. And just as you wanted to say that each individual is unique, their facial expressions, their facial look is different from everyone else. Kivin shekein kol chacham v'chacham yeshel zol derech limudo signuso miyuchad ma'ol belimin haTorah hakadosha v'shivim panim l'Torah v'chol echad, and every individual is zoche l'chalko hamiyuchad b'Torah. Everyone is zoche to his chelik, to his own portion. Nimsa shel kol echad yesh signon ishi u'minyuchad ma'od, b'Torah kedosha she'en l'adam echad ba'od. There's no one individual. All of us together create the Torah b'shleimusa. All of us, each individual, adds to the flavor of Torah to create it as in totality. And the Torah of one is not the Torah of the other. V'lochein yesh l'temos n'tiloson n'tzinasa. Kivin shekashem meis chacham hare talmudo shalo batol. His learning is batol. His unique teaching, his insights. V'ein odoma talmudo l'talmud shar ha-chachamim. Kivin shehu derach miyuchedes v'signam prati shalo she'ein l'acherim. And therefore we see in conclusion, Nimsa Shali Olam Hifsid es Chelko Shal Osa Chacham, you lost the Chelik of that Chacham. Udracham Yuchedesh Betola Litala Lagamre. We say this constantly, but we should say this, after the Petira of a Rebbe, the Petira of a Rav, the Petira of a Tzaddik. And it is true. Everyone looks at their own Rebbe, of their Torah that they taught them, is something which is irreplaceable. But I think there's another Musa that we should learn from here. Not only is every tzaddik, not only every chacham, not only every rav and leader in Klal Yisrael brings to the table and brings to the fore their own unique expression, the Avodas Hashem, which helps the world, which helps the individuals, and brings us all closer to the Geula Shleima. But I believe every individual brings his own Kedusha, his own unique aspects to the Avodas Hashem. And that's how we should look at it ourselves, of what we ourselves can accomplish. Im ein li mi mili, if I am not for myself, who will be for me? I think the pshat is a ein li mili, if I don't realize my own greatness, of what I can do to this world, who is going to do it instead of me? It is only me who can do it. What do we have to learn from Yaakov? From this understanding that we see that is the uniqueness, there's some unique avoda that Yaakov brought that was different than the others. That was different than Yitzchak. That was different than Rivka. That was different than Avram Avinu. He brought emes. He brought a certain truth, and that was his character. Knowing that one is unique, knowing that one has the ability to change the world with his own Torah. Let's look at the emes of Yaakov, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. And he speaks, Perush Rashi Lashem Miyad Bi Osa Makam Shachav. And it's still in the beginning of the Parsha. That night, when he begat say Yaakov, he went to sleep. Aval Yudalad Shanim, the 14 years, Yeshimish Beveitz Eber, Lo Shachav Belayla Shah Yose Petorah. As long as he was in Yeshiva, he didn't go to sleep. Hine Lefi Cheshbom Zeh Yotish Yaakov Lo Choya Beveitz Aviv Shlosha Vesheshana. He was in his father's house for 36 years. Arba es rishona shahaya eitzel shem ba'eber. V'yod es v'mishnayim shanam shahaya beveis lavan. Chazal moshem lon shabi emes nenesh Yaakov azesh es rasha b'kivirah v'aim. Chazal tell us that Yaakov Avinu was punished in his lack of kivirah v'aim that he took so long to come home. V'lochen yosef neda mi beiso esrum esrum. And so too, Esa, Yosef, was taken away for so many years. Avo, al ha'ba es reshana shahay beveishem ve'eber lo nash Yaakov. However, the 14 years that he was in the yeshiva, shem ve'eber, he was not punished. And why was that? And nem zed tamua, dehra Yaakov bizman sheyotza mebeisheva ha'yoshishem v'shlosh, 63 years old. Hulama Torah im Avram Zekano al Gil Chamesh Israel ad Gil Chamesh Esrei. He learned at the yeshiva. He learned with Avram Avinu until he was 15 years old. Uveshar Hashanim Hulama biYeshivas Hashem Yitzchak. And he was learning by Yitzchak. Madu im Kain Hayikolkach Nachutz Yaakov Achshav B'Makom LaHachshav Tzirasul Shalorav. So right now, after all these years of learning the yeshiva of Yaakov Yitzchak, the yeshiva of Abraham, now you had to spend another 14 years. L'shevas v'lumad od arbas ha'shanah b'yeshiva zu. V'af al pisha b'vaday gadol b'torah b'zman ha'hu. Mikol malkom ech z'apotra m'mitzvahs kibra v'ein. Why was he, what made him potter from kibra v'ein? Comes Rabbi Yaakov. And he says there's an unbelievable, beautiful idea. In order to understand, in order to understand what was the purpose, what was the impetus to learn in the yeshiva, Shashem ve'eber, but you have to understand the personalities of the two Rashi yeshiva there. So shame ve'eva. Shahoisa shona behechla mitorosim shel Avram Avinim. This was different than the Torah of Avram and Yitzchak. Ha'avos ha'yu yoshvim b'yeshiva. Umar bitzim Torah l'chol habo aleihem l'stasi v'nachlosam. Beveis midrashim, if their fathers then beis midrashim, lomdu Torah b'madrega ha'gadola. B'yosa shamunu v'avodas Hashem. It is true. I mean, even that. Yeshiva, what he must have learned from Avram, what he must have learned from Yitzchak on such a high level. However, umizeh hatam kisharasa sarish yishmel mitzachek im Yitzchak mashbiya love miyaram. But still in the house, what happened in the house of Avraham? When he saw, when Sarah saw the bad influence of Yishmael on Yitzchak, Gareshus Amahazos as Beno, Kibis Vivasam Shal Tzadik and Gemurim, a Makom the Echo Masuka Shishmael. It's too young of an age not to allow someone like Yishmael into this yeshiva, into this place with Yitzchak. Lo Kain Hoya Itzo Shem Ve'Ever. Beno Shanoa Shiniflat Midor Hamabul. Who is Shem? The son of Noach. He was separate. He was living there in the time of the Dor HaMabul. Nitzol lo rak mei HaMabul, elagam esvivam shel anshe Dor HaMabul meshchosam. He survived his surroundings. He learned how to combat the world at large and to still remain a tzaddik, to still remain in his avodas Hashem. Eved nolad v'chai b'mei David b'dar hafufloga elu shirotzu l'vnos migdav arasha b'shamayim k'day l'mron b'akadosh baruch hu. They lived in a time of the great mingle. So he didn't join them, he remained in his tzidkas. They were the only two individuals, the only two Rashi yeshivas, who were able to turn away from the world at large and still to remain in this world of tzidkas. So what was it Yaakov knew? I'm going into Golus. I'm going into the world of Lavan, Arami Oved. I'm going into the world that wants to destroy my very essence. I am not prepared yet for that world. I am not ready to go into that world. I need another 14 years of preparation. So shame the Eber. Ki bevade lohoyo hore Yaakov rotsim sheyelech lovon. Im besofo shadavo leyuchal atzeis misham. Obviously Yitzchak did not want Yaakov to go into this world of lovon and then to fail and not to be the tzaddik that Yaakov was supposed to be, and therefore he was makayim the mitzvah of Yitzchak. Wasn't that he was not Makabit of the aim? He was. In love on Harosha Garti Vitarik Mitzvah Shamarti Velola Matati Mimas of Haram. And therefore, in this way, Shekazeh Hareyu Makayim Tzivu Shel Av of Gehugan. So he followed the words, the ways of his father, the way he was supposed to do it. Lahalan, and later on in Parshas Vayeshev, Rabbi Yaakov says, Kosov. V'Yisrael haves Yosef mikol banav, kiven zekunim hulo. Yosef himself, unkel es tirgum bar chacham hule, he was his Talmud. And Yosef was that individual who was going into the future, into the world of Gullus and Mitzrayim, to prepare for Klal Yisrael to go into Gullus. How were they going to survive? That was the Yosef, that was the Torah that Yaakov had to learn from the world of Shem Ve'ever, and then to give it over to Yosef. Emnon lefima shechasat yuvin hetiv. Tikabola hayu biyadam ipi avram shetzrichim heim adayin lachyos be'eretz lo lahem. They knew that a Kabbalah, there will be a time I won't be able to remain in the yeshiva. I won't be able to remain in my own homes. I'm going to have to go into Golus. I have to prepare myself. Tzorich Yaakov lahachin azban of leglus zu. Legolus zu. Umotzina Shomalak Kadosh Baruch Hu, we see the Kadosh Baruch Hu told them the Avram Bebris Ben Besarim. They Tedad, you should know. Kiger Yezaracha. V'lama Loladas. Why did he have to tell Avraham? Ela Karcha Chodiu Kena Menashe Yedu Ki Alehim Lachinas Atzman Lachaye Hagalas. They had to prepare themselves to survive in that world of exile. Every individual has to prepare themselves, not only in their formative years, not only the years as they grow, they have to prepare when they're in the time of the yeshiva to prepare oneself for the olam hasheker, to go out into the world of gullus, into a world that's different than your house, different than the beis avos, and to be replete, to be complete in all of your avodas Hashem, in order to survive that. That was the message, really, just a beautiful idea, Rabbi Yaakov, to prepare ourselves. We all ourselves are confronted in this world. Sometimes we're confronted in this world that is negating or against our notions of right and wrong. You have to prepare yourself for that world. That's one idea. A second idea comes from Rav Zevin. Beautiful, simple idea, looking at the Parsha itself. The whole Parsha of Vayetze, Hi Yechida Ben Kol HaParshios HaTorah. The parshas of Kiseitse is unique. She'ein bo merushahavi ad sofa shum hefsek parsha. There are no splits and no spaces. There's no hefsek in the parsha. And why is that? Vayetze Yaakov mebeersheba vayelech harana zosameretz yotza me'eretz Yisrael lechutz la'aretz. He went, he left Eretz Yisrael, he went into exile. Ubechol ha'parsha mesupa al yemei nidod v'chutz la'aretz adeshev Yaakov holoch l'darcho. And then finally at the end, he goes back to Eretz Yisrael. Chazor le'eretz Yisrael shep sofar parsha. Uvechol meshach zman, and the entire time that he was outside gulaso, v'hosiach dato af rega me'aretz. He never had a hesach hadas about Eretz Yisrael. He never had a hesach hadas from whence he came. That's how he's able to combat the world of Golus, the world of the Yetzer Hara, by remembering whom he was. We'll see this again with Yosef Avinu, the Dmus Aviv, the face of his father appeared before him when he was about to be Chote to remind him, who are you? You are the son of Yaakov. And Yaakov had to remember, you are the son of Yitzchak, the grandson of Avram Avinu. And that we see, Rav Zevin says, just the fact that the Parsha itself, the formulation, how it's written in the Torah, that there is no hefsek. This another idea we see from the Chayim Moshe Ramoshebik. Vayifka ba'makom. What does it mean by Vayifka ba'makom? Hevi Rashi Divrei Chazal ein pegi el tefilah she Yaakov tikan tefilas arvus. Yaakov was metaking the tefilah of arvus. Utsrichim lahavin ma sharak aton nasan libel attacking tefilas arvus. Simple question: why was Yaakov metaking the tefilah of arvus at this moment in time? B'chol osam shamer shalomatar b'shivaso shoshem be'evil lanasan datan attacking tefilas arvus. All those years, he was never metaking to daven marav. Ma hoya hagorim sha'atan nasan libel attacking arvus. We also understand. Vayishkav b'makom hahu shirak b'makom hahu shachar. Then he started to sleep. Avakol yiddalit shana shahoya sefum bebeis beveis shem ve'eros. As long as he was studying the world of shem ve'eros, he never went to sleep. Why not? What was the reason? So Rav Moshe Bick explains. It is in essence a teaching to us that our Torah, when you learn Torah, it can't be something of an intellectual pursuit. It has to be something. Vashem Yirulavav, it has to be Sha'osek b'Torah b'mida meruba olo lahashlim es libo she'libo nachon Hashem Yisbarach. Has to change you. Has to perfect you. Has to seep into your neshama. In your avodas Hashem, in your way now of approaching Kadosh Baruch Hu, v'yaf David Hamelech she'olah b'gdulaso b'Torah b'malos gevoos b'ramos. Even David Hamelech, we know how great he was as a posek. Gemara Brachos talks about Melucha b'dam. He would always paskening in Hilchas Nida. K'moshe matzina b'David Hamelech ha'yagadol b'Torah. And nevertheless, the Chazal tells us Shehocho Kemosa b'chol amakom v'darshu came. We know Vashem imo. And what did he do when he got out in the middle of the night? B'chatzos halayil asok b'torah. V'afal b'kein hetib b'tfilat Hashem yisbarach leiv Torah bara li'alokim. In the end, he said, more than my Torah, my leiv. It was a leiv Torah. And that's the pshat, so beautiful. Amar akosav al-Avram Avinu nechemiu matzosal vavo neman lefanecha shehoyalibo neman l'kadosh baruch hu. Avram Avinu. Yes, he was a philosopher. Yes, he was an intellectual giant. U matzosal vavo neman lefanecha. His heart was neman to God. Ki avsharei tzadikim b'dorish avnei Avram Avinu she'oskar b'lamdu Torah v'herbitzu Torah l'rabim. Nevertheless, there were many people who were marbitz Torah before Avram Avinu, whatever that means. U'beinayim ayugam shem ve'eva she'oskar b'Torah. Mikol makom matza kadosh baruch hu libo shel Avram Avinu neman l'fanav. He perfected it that his avodas Hashem was on such a high level. And that's what it means. Nevertheless, Adam lahachin alibo, but you have to prepare yourself. L'spalo k'roi l'fnei aviv shebashamayim. So Rav Moshe Bick is trying to explain, and it's really a Dover Yedua, it's not really such a Bechiddush, but it's a Chiddush over here to explain something so beautiful. Why was it at this point there was a Maravitz lesson? That with all of the Torah, all of the mitzvahs, it has to change the individual. As you're studying the Torah, it's not enough to simply, oh, I could tell you a Rashi, I could tell you a Tosfos, a Rebbe Kiva Eger, I could go through the Shagas Aryeh and go... But what does it do to your own neshama? So often I can see in the shir, and I say, well, you know, the halacha is blah, blah, and all of a sudden you hear people scream, no, I don't want to hear, I don't want to hear. What is that? What does that mean, you don't want to hear? What does that mean, I don't want to hear what the halacha is? How do you avoid it? How could you open a piece of Gemara without understanding you're reading the Devar Hashem? You're reading the word of God that he's speaking to you. The Chachamim who are explaining it. There's a discussion. What is the Ratzon of the Kadosh Baruch Hu? What does he want of us? And at that moment, when you've changed, then he could say, now I could daven. The tefillah itself, now I'm mispalel totally to Kadosh Baruch Hu, meaning he came to a point at this moment of his life, Kula Lashem, and now I'm able to daven. And that's the pshat, so beautiful now, as he points out, why was he did not go to sleep before? We know because the Gemara says, Shelo yomar adam kodem tefilas arvas, don't say, Eilach lebeisi v'ochel kima v'ishen kima, I'll go back, I'll eat a little bit, I'll sleep a little bit, next thing you know, you missed Marav. Until that time, he realized he didn't feel that he came to the drega, to the level of his fathers. Perhaps we could add to this idea of this is in the understanding of why is it? Why is it that Arvis is a Rishus and not a Chov like any all the other like Shachris and Mincha? Perhaps it's a Rishus to better understand is to think that you are times that you have to do mitzvahs. Then there has to come to a point when you're completing the day. When you're finished with all of your chiyuvim, your avas Hashem is a rishus that no one is telling you to do it, but you want to show your avas Hashem. You want to show your love of the Kadosh Baruch Hu through offering one more tefillah of the day. At a moment of rishus, not at a moment of chiyuv. That comes to the level of the dregas of avos, to the level of our fathers and our forebears, of their avos Hashem came to a point not because they were chayiv to do mitzvahs, but because they wanted to do the mitzvahs. We observe Shabbos not simply because it's a mitzvah, not because it's a time of which we're chayiv v'shamru b'nei yishos haShabbos, not simply because it's a chiyuv. Because I want to have time with Yechidus, with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, b'chvodo, with everything that goes with that. Another idea to understand, another midah to incorporate within ourselves. is an idea Vatara Odwa Taylor Ben Vatarma Hapam Ode is Hashem Al Ken Karoshimo Yehuda Vatamo Miletus. Omar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai Miyom Shabara Karish Barko Salama Lohoya Adam Shahoda Karish Barko Achabas Aleya Vodasa. No one gets said thank you to the Abishta. No one gave Hodah until the time of Leah. Shenema Hapam Odes Hashem. Yesha Hakshos. A very difficult Gemara found in Brachas. And Dav Zayin of an Aleph. Hare Adam Harishon Hoya Harishon Shahoda. Shahama. Mizmah Shil Yom Hashabbos Tov Lados Hashem. Avram Yitzchak Vaday Hodu Hashem. So what do you mean that Leah was the first? So he says, I heard a story, Maisa by Rabbi Shalom Mishash. Rabbi Shushalayim says, Minu Limsar Shir Be'echa Mekolei Havrachim Shemishalayim. A Rav was asked to give a shir in Yushalayim. Hayyutol says, Kunaso, he was very old at this point. Kashto Alav Mikshishim Ashiura, when he finished giving his shir, Yarad Emaklab and Madregas Beis HaMikdash, so he had a medrash. He had a maklo, he had a cane. Vavrachim Lavu B'Reidaso, and obviously the yeshiva boys, they accompanied him. Lepeta Nishma Mikolo Maklo Miyado Viskagal Atsofa Madrigas. He didn't use it, just carried it. Heichlu Avrachim Laredes Maher LaHashem Samachel LaRav. They left it and they went down and give it to him. Don't you need your cane? Kidei Shiyuchel LaHamshach Laredes. Ach Harav Hergiyim. VaOmer LaKemi Einzer. I don't need it. I don't need it. Bichalusu Laredes is Kol HaMadregos Davada LaLo HaMakel. I reminded myself when Rabbi Kellermer Zerchot Netzadev Lavracha, when he was walking with a walker after his accident. So he felt he didn't really need it, but if his wife Ruchi was around, he made sure that he had it. Why? But here, maybe this is a pshat. Why would you go with the walker if you don't need it? Of course, for him, it was a sakana. So why do you need it? So the Rav explains, I had to go through a very difficult operation. And this is what success. Ulam b'chastei Hashem anituach etzliach me'al u'ma'avel matzupa. This was very successful. Uva'acha misper chadosh behem ne'atzalti leches ma'amak. I was able to walk without the makel, but I always wanted to carry it with me to give shevach v'hodah to Hashem to remind me how great an opportunity it was, how God helped me all of these months. It's true that Adam Harishon, this is what is, when you give chesed, when you give hodah to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, it has to be reminiscent of all of the chasadim that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us. If Soloveitchik says, when it comes to Hallel, we always thought, B'tzeis Yisrael mi Mitzrayim. Chanukah, why are you saying B'tzeis Yisrael mi Mitzrayim? Start with something with Chanukah, a different kind of a halal. I understand in Pesach, I understand Shavuos, I understand when it comes to Sukkot, Chanukah. What do you have to do? But say Yisrael mi Mitzrayim, because proper hodah is to remind someone of all of the goodness that a person did for you, not just the good that happened today, but the good that you did from yesterday and last year and the 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. And so we have the understanding that we've seen from all of these different ideas, it's that there's a uniqueness to every individual, the potential for every individual to accomplish what no other individual can accomplish. We've seen the idea from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky that you have to prepare yourself. Not to think that I, myself, an individual, I could handle it. Don't worry about me. I could go into the world, into the secular world, and I could be as frum as anyone else. But if I'm unprepared, then you will fail. or it's possible to tefil. We have to realize that we come from a certain heritage and never to forget that. And that our Torah has to be not something which is intellectual, but something which comes from within and something which changes the individual. Let me conclude with an idea of the Teferis Shimshon. This is Reb Shimshon David Pinkus. It's an idea which I've seen in many other different svarim. But if you think about it, there was a uniqueness in Yaakov, and we spoke of the uniqueness of the Yaakov in his avodas Hashem. But Esav and Yaakov came from the same parents. They were twins. They came out of Rivka. Why was it possible one to go one way to the other? Vayetze Yaakov mebeesheva vayelech harana vayinen Yaakov v'inyan Yaakov v'esav roam onesh lefnei shekibla Yaakov as a bracha so yoshev olam v'achar shekiblon hishtana legamrei kol tzoros chayov she Yaakov avinu. Until the time I received the brachas and what the brachas were, Yaakov was simply a yeshiva bacha. Beer, and from then his life changed, and he goes into Golus. Yodua sha'avram yitzov v'yaakov heima merkava l'shosha amudrim sha'ahogas ha'kadosh baruch ha'bolam. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the three wheels, the Gadol, Gibor, v'nara, they are the three understandings of Gadol and Gibor, v'nara, from shlosha midos, ha'muzkaris b'divra ha'yamim k'sidram chesed, gvura, and teferis. Chesed was to the right. Ugevura samol. Teferis be'emtza. V'haklal hu she'be'emtza oches ha'shnei hatzad. In the middle, you hold on to the two sides, the left and the right. Yish v'gamen ha'yamin v'gamen ha'smol. Nimtza v'machein she'kishem sh'avram yitzvok. Hoyu shnei avos. Chesem miyamim v'gvura mi'smol. Keno Yitzorah Sheyu Shnei Avos Lemidas Amtzas. The two ideas should be in the middle. V'chein Kach HaYitzorah Liyos Metchila. It should have been not simply that Avram was representing Chesed and Yitzchak were Gevura, but Esav and Yaakov were to represent this concept of Chesed and Gevura. Sheyakov ve'esav yushnei avos bekedusha. Yaakov miyamin ha'av shal asatov v'asayisav mismol ha'av shal surim meira. Yaakov was supposed to be of the right of the chesed, asaytov, and the left was to be of Esav surim meira lochein. Esav matbeya b'riyaso kvar mi beten imo nimshach acherbeis avodazara. The idea was his potential was there. But from minute one, Esav refused to take on the task of being part of the Avodas Hashem. Mishum shezehu tafkidu shleimus l'skabra l'yitzro hara. But here he says, what was in the base of Avodah? Of course he went towards the base of Avodah, not Lignai. The idea was that he was going to combat the base of Avodah Zarah. L'skaber al yitzro hara l'hagil l'shleimus b'midam yuchedes lo. Mitam ze gam haya ish sada, and that's what it means that he was going to be an ish sada. Histovev tamid b'chutz, to go into the outside world. You are the protector, Yaakov. Kidei sheyuchal l'skaber al kol nisyonos ha'olam. And Yaakov netiyaso haisel beis hamedrash v'sham yoshev kol hayom. Yaakov learnt inside. Hanisayin shelo hayo ha'im yatmid shambeli muta v'kedushaso. Oh yisatzo, are you going to be a letz? If you're going to sit and learn, they both had their tafkid. Ubiemes ama b'nisayin v'chol osan shanim sheyasha b'beit midrashim sheshem ve'evel on nasa and shino le'enav. He never slept. So comes from Pinchas, he says, Bavur ze Yitzchak rotza latzeisis habracha le'esav. He wanted to give the bracha to Esav, kivin shavodaso hibachutz. That's what was said. Yitin, why does he want to give that time? Why did he want to give the brachas? Physicality? Because that was to Esav. He was supposed to live b'chutz, outside of the Beis Medrash. Hutzarech es hatala shamayim mishmane ya'aretz. Hu yifarnes es Yaakov, and he will support Yaakov. Kemoshim afursim b'mefarshim sheyitzav rata sheyeh b'neihim aseda ki yisoschar v'zavulin. They should have that relationship. However, emnon ka'asher asu Esav hirshiyah es ma'asav. But Esav didn't take on the task. All of the ideas that we've spoken about when it came to Yaakov, the self-perfection, the taking of the limud HaTorah, and to change his own personality, to realize that you came from a household of Yitzchak and Rivka, of Avraham and Sarah, Esav didn't want any part of it. V'habrachos avru me'esav liYaakov. So therefore now the brachas had to go to Yaakov. U'miyata tzor she'yiskayim b'Yaakov, mash'omer chazal, nota chelko v'chelik chaveiro. That's why you had to take your chelik and the chelik of your friend began Eden and came mi'ata gam kol hanisyono tziklal omen ha'vodashav. Now, to explain two things. He had to receive the brachas. Why did he have to receive the brachas? Because now he was going to go into Golus. He could have lived a life had Esav stood up and become who Esav was to become. Yaakov could have remained in yeshiva. His avodas Hashem could have been of learning Torah, yomam v'loda, but now it fell, all of it to Yaakov. Yaakov had to go into Golus. All of the nisyonos, all of the sur meira that was given, that was to be the task of Esav, now fell onto Yaakov. And Yaakov himself would have to take on both ideas. Lochein ozav Yaakov is a base of medrash, V'yotza l'galas. L'dor b'shchinaso shalavan ho'arami k'day sh'inesnasa v'yavar gam b'nisayon sh'asur me'ra. What a beautiful, beautiful idea, Rav Shimshon Pinchas. All of these parshiyos are teaching us so many lessons of the midas, of how an individual has to look upon himself. But the most important midah is to be yourself, to be who you could be. Yeah, with the lashon of the army, be all you can be, but you should be who your potential is. History would have been so much different. But life is that we all live a world of Yaakov. A world of Yaakov that's a war from we have to go into Golus, into the Chutz. We can't sit into the Beis Medrash of Yom and Veloila every morning after I'm finished learning and davening and ready to go. I have to go to work. Every morning I say, halavai, I can find something. I too want to go to work. I'd rather stay in the Beis Medrash and learn a few more hours. But we have to go out into the outside world of the chutz. You have to go into the world and be part of the world to create, to change, to teach. And all of the midos that we've seen from our Yaakov Avinu of remembering our past, preparing ourselves for the future, and giving hodah, shevach, kanti to Kadosh Baruch Hu for everything that has given us to now, prepares us to be a B'nai Yisrael.